This is Saturday morning. It's the April 24th, about 11 o'clock. Many things have happened over the last week or so. Last weekend, we went out to the lake. I got through at 6 o'clock, went out to the lake and stayed all night. Saw the Wagners. That's the first time we'd been out there in about 4 weeks since the snow left. Been so many things going on, been so busy, we couldn't get out there. We just made a special effort to go out there. Ed had the lawns all fertilized and all that, except the hills. Why, we raked the hills down, and Mike went out with us. Let's see, because I guess Joanne went down south, and Kenny was batching it. So Joanne Christie went down south to her grandmother's. So we raked the hill down. Mike helped. He carried the sticks down the hill to the pile down there by the lake where we put all of them to burn. Your old car looked pretty good there. We raked the leaves out from under it and everything. The side of our garage, we had a great big pile of leaves there. We had to work them out of there. They was all wet. And when we got done, we had a pile of leaves about 6 foot high, which they'll have to dry out, and then Ed will burn them, see? Anyway, everything out there is looking fine except the dock. We're going to put that in. That'd be about the 2nd of May. That'll be a week from this next Sunday. If we can get around to it, if it doesn't rain. Today it's snowing. The ground is quite white. Hard to believe, but it's snow out there. It's coming down, and it's half snow and half rain. Anyway, why, that takes care of it out there. We left the heat up out there. It's 75. We've got a lot of ants near the back door and then over under the fish there. See where the fish is? On the side of the wall next to the fish there. So we put some ant traps out there and we left the heat on. And before, every time we'd go out there and turn up the heat, these ants would start crawling around. So we left the heat on and so they could crawl around while he wasn't there. And it killed a lot of them. There's dead ants all over the floor, but then I think by leaving the heat on, we'll get rid of all of them. Anyway, I sent your mother down to Harry's Camera Shop to get one of those carousels. She brought back an 81, which was made by Kodak. I knew that was wrong. So this morning, we had some errands to do. I finally got the tires changed on Barbara's car. I went out to Burton Wreckage, and I got two wheels out there. One would fit and the other one wouldn't fit, so I had to take them back out there this morning and exchange them. Now I've got two wheels, but I already had the tires taken off and the other tires put on the other day because they're quite hard to get those wheels, 13 by 700 or whatever they are. Anyway, they're not too plentiful. Anyway, now I finally have two rims. The snow tires are off in the garage and the rims are out there. All set for next year. All you have to do is get them on. And then your mother wanted to go over to Pete's Plumbing and check on the shade of blue for the bathroom fixtures downstairs. And over there, they was open, and the shade of blue was lovely. It's a nice, pleasant blue. So that turned out all right. So she hasn't got that to worry about. And then on the way back, we stopped at Harry's Camera Shop. That's the first time I've ever been down there. He had six of those universal trays that hold 60 slides. But I took my projector down there, and there has to be some kind of a special adapter, which they don't seem to know too much about, that they're going to try and they're going to order one, which will take a week or 10 days. Then if that fits, works good, we'll buy these six carousels that they've got in stock. They're made by Sawyer. That's all they have. Some of them's a little dusty, and some of them look pretty good, see. So they will take any kind of a slide. But then there has to be that special attachment to put into the Sawyer so they'll work. These slides, carousels are made by Sawyer. So they said they must fit a Sawyer projector or they wouldn't make them. Anyway, they look in the catalog, and there is a special adapter that you can put in there so they'll work. So they give us a due bill on that one and that we took back, and so in about a week or 10 days, we should know whether we can get them or not. You may have to take those things and mount them in paper backs or else put them in these long 36 trays. But then as soon as we find out, we'll let you know. Now let's see what else you want to talk about. Now, what else? Now you're going to write him a letter. You might as well read it to him and send it all together, see?
Yeah, but I'll tell you, everything has changed since I started the letter yesterday.
Well, and change it according to...
Tell him about the fellow that stole the camera with the store.
Well, we had three colored guys come in a week ago, Friday morning. I was working, and Jean was there. She was writing money orders. Mrs. Baldwin, she's a new colored woman. She's very efficient. She was in the back there, and I was filling prescriptions. And they asked her for something. She had to go back and look for it. That tied her up, and I was tied up filling prescriptions. Jean was busy, and this guy got around behind the case and stole the .22-95 camera. Well, when they went out, we noticed there's something missing out there. We couldn't figure it until Tanny got there. And then he said, well, that was a camera in there. Well, that afternoon, he went over to the Flint Cleaners, and there set the camera on the counter, see? They'd already sold it to Telco or borrowed $11 on it. Well, he come back, and we called the police, but they was all tied up, and it was about 10 minutes before they got there. Anyway, the guys got in the car, and they took off. But we got their license number and all that. And
they saw Kenny, they stole the camera from
Telco. Yeah, well, they asked Kenny, he says, how come you looking at the camera? He didn't answer him, just went on out and said nothing about it, and come over there, and we called the police. And they'd have got there right quick while we'd have nailed them. Anyway, we got the license number and description of them. I went over there, and Talco gave me the guy's name, and I found out where he lived, 1329 Avenue A, and his name was Drummond. Well, his dad came in Friday morning, and I says, do you know this Ray Drummond? He says, well, yeah, that's my son. I says, you know what? He and two other kids, they stole a camera here. He was quite surprised. He said they did, and I showed him the license number and the name, and had his name in there as the father and all that. And he couldn't understand where I got it. I says, well, if you want to go home, get the camera, or get me the money, I want press charges on him. Otherwise, I'm going down and press charges on him. So he went home, and he come back in about a half hour, and he paid me for the camera. He said his son didn't steal it. One of the other boys stole it. But he said he was implicated because he was one of the three anyway. He said they've been in trouble. He said there's no reason for these boys to do that thing. I give them plenty of spending money, all they should need. And they was just kind of smart kids, about 16, 17. Anyway, over to Telco's, why, Telco give them $11 towards their cleaning bill on that. And when Telco's back was turned, they stole the camera out of the box. So they stole it from him, see? Dad paid me for the camera. Why, everything's all straightened out on that deal, so we really, instead of getting the camera stole, we sold the camera. I'm a detective now, see, so. Then the police, they called the next day, and they wanted to know what happened on the deal. I told them that the father had come in and paid for it, and what I told the father, that either he'd give me the money or the camera, and said, well, he knew them, and the kids had been in quite a lot of trouble. And then his dad said he'd keep them out of there. And I said, well, that'd be the best thing you could do. And that's what the detective said. Well, if you'll tell them to stay out of there, why, you'll be a lot better off. So that's the latest development over there. We have a little rhubarb about every day or so. Something happens. But then some days it gets a little more than others. Now, you ready to? Your mother's getting her notes together here. She's going to make about a 30-minute speech.
Well,
dear, you may take over, my dear.
Not
I will
really.
Smoke my cigar.
Good morning, Bob and Barb.
Talk towards it.
It's kind of a nasty day today. More like a fall day. Well, I started a letter to you yesterday, but everything's changed so that I would have had to rewrite it anyway. Well, we got your letter and pictures yesterday in the mail, and the pictures are real cute. I got quite a chuckle out of some of those wedding pictures. And when Mamie sees some of the ones of her, she'll probably say, I'll take 100. That's her usual reaction when they're funny, or she looks like a sad sack in that one. But they're good anyway. They're real nice. And, well, let's see. I guess Dad told you all about the camera, for which I did, and in the letter, which don't amount to anything. Your trip sounds real nice this weekend. Awful glad that you can go someplace like that. It gets you away from home and see some of Europe, in as much as you have to be there anyway. Well, let's see. I went to Dr. Cole last Friday afternoon for my ear. It was a checkup. And the tube that he put in there in January had been in for 3 months. So he decided to leave it in for 3 months more. I told him I could hear better every day, and he said, well, we'll just see. So he sent me in the room for a hearing test, and it is much, much better. And it's really pleasant now to be able to hear a little bit more. Well, I know it is, but Martha, I talked with Martha, and she said that she'd written you for about 8 pages, so without a doubt you'll hear all about Dave's promotion and so forth, which I'm awful happy for him. He's worked hard for it. He's still going to school and going to continue, and he's going to sign up for fall classes. But she probably gave you the whole thing on that. Well, we had some sort of sad news this morning. Elner Thompson was taken sick this last week, and they took her to the hospital Tuesday or Wednesday. About Wednesday, she'd had a heart attack, and they have just been repeatedly ever since. They wanted to put a pacemaker in, but rather than to open the chest and put it in, they wanted to find out how much damage had been done to the heart. So now, I don't know, according to Dad, they seems that they put a wire in the vein going to the heart and a pacemaker on the outside of that. Well, anyway, yesterday she had two or three more attacks, and Jeannie from the store just called and said that she passed away this morning. So that's kind of bad news.
I see the parking problem over there is about as bad as it is here. They have to park up on the sidewalk or between the curb and the sidewalk. Doesn't seem like they could grow very much grass if they'd done that. Seemed like they'd devise some other way of parking. Here we'd get a ticket if we parked up there like that. Streets look nice, so it looks nice and beautiful over there.
Oh, the pictures, it really just, it looks just beautiful. And the buildings are so huge and old. And you probably will find the same thing in Belgium and on your trip this weekend.
Well, they've been built a long time anyway, all those buildings have.
But boy, you sure getting a treat riding the rails, I'll tell you. Dad would like that. Well, last Wednesday, Johnny and Evelyn came home from Hawaii. And Evelyn had on a white suit and white shoes, and Johnny a white coat and rust-colored pants and shirt, white shoes. They said they wore white to show off their tan, which they really didn't have that much of. But anyway, it did make them look a little browner. But, oh, they just had a marvelous time. And they took lots of pictures. I didn't know it, but these friends of Johnny's that he has coffee with every morning out around the bank there, they went in together and they got him an Instamatic camera and 8 films and mailers and flash bulbs and what have you as a gift before they left. Well, they really used it, and they came home. They'd taken pictures and sent a lot of them home, and then they brought a lot home with them, and I didn't get to see many the other night, but they're lovely pictures. Well, anyway, I picked them up at the airport and took them out home and dropped their suitcases and so forth, and then I had dinner prepared for them. I guess I told you in the last letter that I was going to have chicken a la king and biscuit and so forth. Well, I did have it, and they enjoyed it because, of course, there wasn't anything to eat over there. Well, getting back to their arrival, I was standing out at the airport looking out. The plane was just landing, just coming in and circling around and putting the ladder down, and I happened to turn around, and there stood Mabel. Well, I'll tell you, that was a big surprise. She'd been up to Harbor Springs for 3 days to a gift show, and she was on her way back, and of course she knew that they were coming in then, and so she stopped, and she said she thought sure she'd miss them, because she didn't know what exact time they were coming in. The plane was supposed to come in at 3:44, and it landed at 3:45. So it was on time. So they all came for dinner, and we had a real nice time. And, of course, they were just bubbling with talk and so forth. And, oh, they had a marvelous time. I was awful glad they could go. And I don't know. Now, let me see. What else is happening? I said to Johnny, I said, well, first thing you two got to do now is get on the scales. And he says, well, I'm sure that it must have been about a 15-pound trip. And I think it was.
I never saw him
expect. Oh, his stomach was just bulging. And, of course, they ate in all these beautiful places and so forth. And then they came back by Las Vegas. And, that must be a fabulous place. And, of course, they tried their hand at a little gambling, you know. And Johnny and Evelyn actually won. They came out about $10-$15 richer than what they went in with. But this couple that went with them, this Bill and Peg Erb, I guess they lost. But then they didn't really lose that much. It was just fun. So I guess Bill and Peg, and they were all getting tired and decided to go to their room, and Johnny said he just couldn't see wasting that time in Las Vegas. So Bill and Peg and Evelyn went to bed, and he decided he was going back out to gamble a little more. So he said he went out by himself and he did some more gambling and had a couple more drinks, and he said he didn't get to bed until 4:30 in the morning. But he knew he wasn't going back, so he was going to make good use of his time. How much more is on
well,
that?
Yeah, quite a lot now. Oh. Now, Hunk looks about like Barbara does with that pillow under her nightgown.
Ah.
See, that's the way he looks, only his is more bunched up, see, more pointed like.
Oh, I feel so sorry for him, honestly. He can't look at food without gaining, though.
He can't pass it up either.
No, but then he just gains so fast.
You don't get fat by looking at food, dear.
Well, I do.
Well,
I do.
Don't
I get
eat it.
I get fat by looking at it.
Well, you shouldn't.
And
you've heard of willpower,
well,
haven't you?
Well, not lately.
Yep.
No. Well, I don't know. I guess that's about all I got to say.
Well, you should finish this side if you can think of anything to
talk
about.
Well, I don't know. we're thinking about Johnny and Eb's 25th wedding anniversary, but, well, nobody's been assigned to committees, and so I guess they've been assigned, but actually, no one's got started onto it yet. I guess the invitations are about the main thing, and Lee Marr said that we could bring the book home and pick out the invitation and then take it back. So I thought maybe I'd do that this afternoon, go get it, and then take it back to him early Monday morning. So he wouldn't be without the book, just in case someone wanted to come in and order something.
You'll be getting an invitation anyway. See, they're going to send you one, perhaps. So.
Oh, say, by the way, now, on that clock, we do want one of the cuckoo clocks. We told you. Do you want a beer stein? A musical beer stein?
Oh, I don't know. You ought to have a couple of them. You'd want two
well,
of them.
Well, I'll tell you, really, they are nice. And
I don't know what you'd want four of them for. You want two of them.
Two musical.
Musical, yes.
Yeah, two musical, the same size. I guess they do come in different sizes. I don't know. Well, anyway, two musical beer steins, the same size, and a cuckoo clock without the gondolier, or whatever you call him. Because, yeah, because I don't think that Wagner's would care that much. So, anyway, now, as soon as you can, if you'll write and tell us how much they are, I'll send you another money order. Gee, I'm glad you made use of this last one. She said in her letter yesterday how much use they'd made of it. It's nice you can go out and eat some of that German food. Barb, I wish you'd get a nice recipe for German potato salad. I've got a lot of them, but I don't know whether, and they're supposed to be authentic. I just love it, but I never make it. But I'm sure that there's one in the cookbooks.
Now, that Panasonic telephone pickup, that doesn't seem to work. I put it every place on the phone that I know of. Is there any special place that you could put it where it would work better, where it would pick up from the coil? I put it on the back and the side of the phone and also on near the receiver. Now, is there any other place? If there is, just let me know and I'll try it out there when we get your letter or when we get your next tape.
I'm glad, Barb, that you can run the tape recorder. I'm going to have to learn to do that because I'm sure there's some questions perhaps that you've asked that I haven't answered. We do play it and I try to jot things down, but he does the operating of it. And I guess there's nothing to it.
Well, as soon as I figure you're able to run it, I'll let you run it.
Well, I don't know if I can run that like I buy carousels for Sawyer. But it really wasn't my fault. Now, he told me that that would fit. Now, I was nobody to argue with him at Harry's Camera Shop.
That would fit anything Eastman, but anytime Eastman's got their name on something, it won't fit Sawyer or vice versa. Because they're competitors.
Oh, by the way, too, another question. Joanne wanted me to ask you if you would like the journal extended now. I believe it's run out.
I thought you were going to extend that.
No. Martha and Dave did this last time.
Well, they probably want the journal, yes.
But now, if you want it, I'll have it sent. They've been having some labor troubles down there, and we didn't get the paper one day last week. So, and we've got our usual Girl Scout batch of cookies. We got five boxes. This year they're $1 a box, but they're larger boxes.
$1 last year.
Well, I don't remember.
Well, you didn't paid but for them. If That's why I paid for them, so I know.
Oh.
I can remember it.
They are real delicious cookies. I could eat more of them if I dared. But if I open a box, well, then... Yeah, and you have to eat them, and... Should have Mikey over here. We went down the freezer, and he saw a box from last year, and he insisted. But, of course, he picks out all the chocolate ones. That's his favorite, chocolate. He was such a good little angel last weekend. And, He's just a pleasure to have around. He makes a little mess, but shoot, it's worth it. It's an uplift around this house.
He makes a mess while you clean it up. I make one while you tell me to clean it up.
That's about it. That's about it. Yeah, well, if you got some more to say, I don't know right now. We are going out to the lake tonight after Dad closes the store at 9, Mrs. Wagner wants some medicine. And we're going out there, but we'll be home early tomorrow because we'll have to get dressed and go to the funeral home to see Eleanor Thompson. I'm sure she'll be at Dodd's. I haven't got any of the details on it yet. But another... friend, this Gordon McCann, who's had a drugstore over on Stewart Avenue for, golly, how many years? 46 years?
Or more,
something like that. Well, he just closed his store, just a short time ago, and this Mrs. Baldwin, Ruth Baldwin, that Dad just hired, used to work for them. So, anyway, they closed the store, and he had a history of heart trouble also. So, they went to Florida, and he passed away down there. So, is it just about
gone? Well, you got a little bit more. If you keep on talking, you'll finish this side.
Oh, well.
And tomorrow you can finish the other side.
Yeah.
You'll feel it Monday, see?
So... Anyway, we'll have to come back early and get dressed and go over to the funeral home.
Our lawn is nice and green, but it has a little gray cast of snow.
Yeah.
It was quite warm here last Sunday. It was about 75. See? Today it's around 32 out there and snowing and raining. Quite nasty.
Typical Michigan weather, believe me.
Got some grass seed to sow, about 8 pounds of it.
He's carrying grass seed over at the store now.
We got on a special sale, which we're getting ready for, that starts next Thursday.
What is it, Schaefer?
Well, yeah, it's just one of their Adway sales, yeah.
Oh.
Got a lot of other stuff out there. Yeah, a lot of goodies over there.
Yeah, they have a lot of things. I like their sales.
A lot of people flock in with the millions.
Well, I hope so.
We got some car tapes over. We've got 100 of them in. They'll sell for $1.97 with a coupon or $2.49 without.
Oh.
Cost us about $1.75. So what we have left, maybe you can use them next summer. There's probably 40 different varieties of them, different songs. There's some hillbilly songs, western songs, and religious songs, and about
How can
everything.
How can you tell when that's done?
Well, when it quits running, you can tell when it's done. See, it's not quite there yet, so.
Well, just when it quits running?
Well, yeah. When it gets to the end of the tape, it quits running, see? It just stops. Anyway, this is quite
this
a deal, all
nice.
These 8-track tapes. They'll fit in your tape recorder for your car if you've still got it. If you haven't, why, you wouldn't be able to use any of them. I don't know whether you sold it or kept it. Or whether you got it stacked away upstairs somewhere.
His
tape recorder for the car. See, that's one of these tape cartridges will fit. See.
Oh, I don't know.
They won't fit. They're not cassettes like this. There. Big ones. Like Dave had in his car. I don't know what Dave done with his. I don't think he's got any.
No, I think he took that out for some reason.
Well, they steal so many of them out of cars. They're a hot item.
Well, I don't know. Some people are... know, possessed with...
The bathroom upstairs coming along very good, doing some painting and sanding and getting it all set. Because it'll be about 2 weeks before the plumbing fixtures get here. They had to order them special.
Oh, it's a slow process, but it's going to be real beautiful when we finish it.
I've got the hole for the air conditioner at the head of the stairs. The inside is all done. Now I got some nice warm day, go out and cut the hole through and put some channel aluminum around the outside of the hole, and so it'll be all ready to put the air conditioner in. That'll be about quite a project. It'll take a lot of help. Have to have some good, strong men. I thought I'd get Dave and Kenny, maybe. Or Larry or somebody. It'll take, because it weighs 250 pounds.
Oh, it's big and it's clumsy.
But it should do a good job of cooling.